둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
Got what? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I'm Leo Phillips, host of This Must Be the Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK, Independent Louisville at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Wherever you're listening from today, I hope you take a moment to hit the subscribe button to keep up with the series. We release new interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists, what they're doing, the anniversaries, the shows, the books, the documentaries, and everything in between. Just type in Kyle Meredith With and hit that subscribe button. Of course, if you're already a subscriber, thank you so much for sticking with us every single week. Hopefully you get inspired to give the series a rating, maybe even leave a review as well. I'm Kyle Meredith, and my guest today, the legendary Sheila E. Sheila's back with a brand new single called No Line that features one Mr. Snoop Dogg. And she'll tell the story of writing this song with her writing partner in just about an hour and then grabbing Snoop and the whole thing, how he came to be, and the jam session that followed in Snoop's studio that sounds like it's going to lead to even more songs. And then we'll sort of compare and contrast the thematics of a song like this to her previous record, the iconic Message for America album. There are more connections than you might think just by listening to the surface. And beyond all this, Sheila tells me there is a lot more in the works. 5 albums, a second autobiography, a children's book, some documentaries. I should mention she also has the Elevate Oakland nonprofit that helps kids in her community get together with instruments. That's not in the interview, but it's something you should definitely check out yourself. And of course, we'll talk just a little bit about Prince. It was earlier this year that the Prince Estate released the Originals record. And on that was one of the songs that Prince gave to Sheila E., you might know, called Holly Rock. And we'll get to hear how having that demo back in the world has affected Sheila's own live set, if at all. But again, we'll start with the new single called No Line. It's Kyle Meredith with Sheila E.
How are you?
I'm great. It's a pleasure to talk to you. We've had so much fun this month listening to this new single, No Line. Congratulations on this.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Of course, you got Snoop on there. And it's a fun story to hear you kind of tell about this, because this comes from a writing session. And as I understand it, you know, you guys were able to kind of come up with the idea and get this going in what, an hour?
Well, actually, it was me and Debbie Nova. She's a singer-songwriter, Latin singer-songwriter, very famous. We came up with this in about an hour, and my godson, Michael Gabriel. And when I saw Snoop about 4 months ago, I was hosting the Grammy Honor to Legends, and he was on the show with us, and I reminded him that we hadn't done our song yet. I was like, remember, we were supposed to do a song. We've been friends for a very long time, and we're fans of each other, but more so friends. And he said, oh, yeah, okay, well, send me something. I said, I have this song called No Line. I want you to do it. And he said, no, send it to me. So it has a little Latin vibe to it, a little hip-hop. And so I sent it to him that night. He sent it back to me the next day. And then I had to get him on the video, and I had filmed most of the video, and so I went to his studio and we filmed it. But the other stuff that had happened is I brought my band later on to his studio, and we all wrote together in an hour. We wrote about six songs. But yeah, No Line was written with Debbie and I and Michael in about an hour, and it's a fun song. Like, I always write things differently, like how I start a song, the process is different. So that song started with a drum beat, a reggaeton beat that I wanted to do. And so I recorded my drum beats. Like, I record a bunch of different drum beats, and then I'll present them to different people, and then that might influence them to write something. So that's how that song kind of started. It's like, this is a good tempo for dance.
Yeah.
And it began from there.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what was it about the reggaeton rhythm that kind of drove you in that direction? I mean, was that just your whim that day, or was that, the mood? What?
You're correct. It's kind of like a mood. I felt like, okay, I want to dance. This is how I feel today, and you know, let me get a good tempo. So I stood up and I danced, like, and I, you know, I just felt, what is a good? This feels good. And then I tap it out, and then my engineer Michael as well, he taps it out. He goes, this is about whatever the tempo it is. And then I start playing the beat. I said, this is the rhythm I want, and the sound of the drums as well. I actually used not real drums, but in a sense, they're virtual drums. And it's a drum set with real cymbals, but you can change your sounds and change whatever you want. So I found the kick and the snare and the sound that I wanted for that, and used live cymbals at the same time. And I was like, this is it. You know, when it feels right and you're playing, you go, oh, this is good. Whatever it's going to be, this is a great beat to start with, and I'm happy. It's a good dance.
And especially, I loved your last project with Message for America, the iconic record. It feels like maybe this plays the other side, like this kind of says, okay, this is the heavy subject over here, but let's have fun as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's the part of this song, No Line. It really means that anyone that comes to a Sheila E. party, we're going to treat you like VIP. And it says in the songs, you don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to, you know, it's almost like what I preach basically, or, you know, say to people in my show. It's just like we come from all different places, and the love of music brings people together. And it doesn't matter what your ethnicity, what your financial status, what you believe in, if you're a Democrat, Republican, none of that matters. You came here because you love music, and that's the part about No Line. It's like, we want everybody to be treated the same, and we want you to feel special and feel like a VIP.
Yeah, see, that's great, too, because on the surface, maybe you just have, like, a really fun, forget-about-your-troubles dance tune, but you're still speaking about the divisiveness in the country in such a way.
Oh, absolutely. And there's some places where I know people pay extra for VIP section, and sometimes they rope off different areas, But it's fine, and I get it, you know, but at the same time, I always like, I don't like these barriers. We're all together today. We're all one family. We all love each other. I want you to turn to the stranger next to you, look them in the eyes, hug them, and say, I love you. That's what I want you to do right now. And I do this every single show because we don't turn to the person who's standing. We don't even know who they are. Everyone has a story. Everyone has been through something. You've come to the concert because you love music. You want to dance. You want to get out of whatever was happening for a moment and have a good time. And it's, you know, we walk by people, we never say hi, and, you know, we need to change that. And again, through the love of music, we can change things that's happening.
So this song right here, you know, six more or so songs that you pulled out in a jam, is this all leading up to the next album?
Not necessarily. I'm doing different singles and some collaborations, and even more so, there are other things that are coming up. I'm working on five albums at the same time.
Wow.
And it's a little challenging because I'm also on tour, so like we're carrying our recording studio with us, so when I get a chance in the dressing room or in my room that we can record the rest of the vocals to finish things. But yeah, I'm doing a bunch of different projects, a gospel record and a straight salsa record with a 12-piece Latin salsa band from Miami, and some more funk music and some pop. I'm doing a lot of stuff, so I'm just going to keep putting out singles and have fun with it.
Yeah, and on top of this, I hear you're also starting to work on your second autobiography. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually have a couple of those books in the works, which, again, all at the same time. It's just, you know, some days you feel like writing, some days you're like, oh, I just want to sing, and some days you're, you know, you don't want to do anything. But it's the next autobiography, but it's kind of like the behind the stage, you know, backstage stories and things that have happened that I haven't shared, and a lot of funny moments and crazy moments. So, yeah, that's coming out, and then I'm finishing my children's book.
And that's going to be, what, later this year, I think I read? Or is that next year?
No, it'll be next year.
Next year, sorry, but yeah. Wow, I mean, that is so much going on. That is incredible for any artist. That's kind of mind-blowing. We enjoyed, you know, the Prince compilation Originals did come out this year. Holly Rock was on that, kind of hearing the demo of that. And finding it a second life on the radio, has that kind of come into your world again because of that?
I've not paid any attention to it, actually, because I'm doing so much. I, you know, sometimes Holly Rock is in the set. I actually took it out for a while because we have so much new music, and it just depends on, you know, what I feel like playing. I mean, we could easily play 3-4 hours of music, and, you know, it's just like if you have only an hour, then you only get an hour. You've got to pick and choose what you feel like playing. So, and the good thing is that's a good problem to have. But, yeah, it just depends.
Well, it's a nice problem to have, especially. It's been so much fun listening to the new one with No Line, and I look forward to all the rest of the singles and five albums on the way and some books and everything else. It's amazing. Sheila E., you are an inspiration. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for the conversation today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Huge thanks to Sheila E., the legendary Sheila E. The new single is called No Line, and there is no shortage of things to look forward to. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. If you got that second and you can give the series a rating or leave a review, that would be amazing. And if you're not subscribed, please do hit that subscribe button as well wherever you get your podcast from. That includes all the big spots like iTunes and Apple Podcast and Stitcher, NPR.org, and also Spotify or YouTube if you end up over there a little bit more. After that, head to WFPK.org. Where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. That's WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith and Facebook/Kyle Meredith. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with Base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.